This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Larry Nichols is going to ride shotgun with us to take calls in the next segment. I'm going to write your calls at the start of the next segment. Leslie and Matt and Terry and Sean and everybody else. And I've got a bunch of clips. We're going to start getting into them in the next segment as well. But, Larry, I mean, this thing where CNN, I covered it in the last hour, the stories on Infowars.com, sampled 40-something percent Democrat and then 26% Republicans. Here's the actual numbers. 41% of the people they sampled were Democrats, 26% Republicans. Then they've also been caught calling independents that are really Democrats, so the sample's even bigger. They did that to give her a 60-something percent win. Every other poll showed her way behind. So explain this to me, because you've been on the inside of this. They had more accurate polls up to the RNC. He gets 10, 15 points ahead. Then they put out a bunch of fake polls. You can go to the methodology and see that it's fake, and they're panicking. And then all of a sudden he surges back even against fake polls. That would mean he's probably 10, 15 points ahead, or correct me if I'm wrong. So why ever ease off the fake polls if they were working? Because they did narrow the gap and create some perception. Why not keep the polls going all the time? Or is he really just way ahead of her?
Well, Alex, what happens? Well, first, let me finish what I'm saying. The thing to believe in is exactly that she spent hundreds of millions, he spent virtually nothing, and they're technically dead heat if he's not even ahead. So that ought to tell you, Alex, you and programs like yours have just done an incredible job to absorb the people out there that know something's wrong. Now, remember the 20%. Here's what the Clintons know. They know that that 20% in about 10 days is going to start making its mind up. Most of them, believe it or not, will make it up about a week before the campaign and before the election. And what they always do, what you can count on, is they're going to go, the undecided or don't care people, they're going to vote with the last poll they see, and because they don't like to think, Alex, that they're wasting their vote.
They want to bet on a winner.
You got it. There it is. And then Hillary's problem, you mentioned the broken coalition, folks. Broken coalition is something we set up years ago, realizing that the blacks didn't have enough votes to win, the queers didn't have enough to win, the hippies, but when you put them all together, you got enough to win. Well, Hillary was soft with the blacks. They don't like her. They're not turned on by Hillary. And that was what was scaring them. Well, out of the blue comes Charlotte, North Carolina, and they're going to use it to galvanize the blacks, you see. Now, I'm not saying they caused it. I'm just saying.
Sure,
just,
absolutely. But I mean, that's what Soros admits in his emails. That's the plan.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, Soros is paying these agitators to come into these places when these things occur.
Oh, they admit we have video. It's buses come in.
Yeah, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. If they can fire up the black community over this White Lives Matter and whatever, if they can fire them up, they're hoping they can motivate them, Alex, to come out and vote at least.
Can't the American people break through the mind control and see the rigging? I mean, I think that happened. Polls show that he's actually boosted by this debate.
The thing that's happening, Alex, that I've been waiting for years. In America, we've got a problem. We don't seem to get energized or get involved until something hits us in the pocketbook, personally. Well, it's hitting people now. People are seeing it. It's real. It's in their bank account or it's not in their bank account. So more and more people are waking up and saying something's not right. They haven't been attentive, so they don't know what it is exactly, but they know something's not right.
And InfoWars and Drudge and Savage and you and others are there. So we're getting big. The old media is dying. And they're panicking, right, and they want to shut us down. So they just shut Savage off. I guess I'm next, huh?
You will be. You will be, Alec. And I'm worried about October 1st for you. That's what I worry about.
Yeah, let's talk about that and go to phone calls and come back. They are handing us over to the Internet, and they say that the censorship's already massively increasing. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. They're going to misrepresent that next week. So he said, oh, the Internet's still here. They said it wouldn't be. That, you watch. You will hear that next week. Watch. That's how they change the subject.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Dude, what happened to your face? My razor. Trying to save money on blades. You should try Harry's. Harry's? I think I read an article in the journal about them. The two guys who started that company with its own factory in Germany?
Right.
And they sell online. Look, open a new tab and go to harrys.com. See, you can get great quality razors at a fraction of the cost.
Whoa, and those razors look so cool.
These guys get you whatever you need to look and feel like you're ready for that promotion.
So I could save money and
look as good as me?
Get a great shave with Harry's. With Harry's, you get a clean, smooth shave at a fraction of the cost. And because Harry's owns the factory, you never overpay. So what are you waiting for? Go to harrys.com right now, and Harry's will send you a razor, one of their quality blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free. Just cover shipping. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 9191 at checkout to claim your gift. That's harrys.com, code 9191.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to be honest with you. Studying history, living a lot, seeing a lot of things, and then looking at our current straits, we have a very dangerous elite that are out of touch, that are mismanaging things, that are using old systems of control that are basically built into the population, but then the elite can't control themselves, and they are escalating the world towards financial and cultural and military ruin. And that's pretty much agreed to now across the board by top analysts. What we talk about now is, quite frankly, passé. But I'll tell you, in this climate, I'm just getting right with God. And I'm just giving it all to God. Because when you actually deal with these people, and you live in the trenches fighting them, you just ask yourself, man, how did this universe produce trash like this? And these people are out to get us, folks. They are BAD people. They are loathsome. And I was thinking about this morning, I'm so sick of looking at Hillary Clinton. I'm sick of these criminals invading my life. You know, if I got bad neighbors, I can move. Or if somebody turns out to be a bad person, I stop associating with them. They're not in my life. you got some horrible husband or wife, and you divorce them, that means I don't ever talk to you again. Bye-bye. But that's not the case with politicians and these elites and these people. Mark Cuban hopping around looking like a demon. Hillary, they're animated by just these crazy power trips. And they're dangerous, and they want to run our lives. I'm growing your calls right now with Larry Nichols. He's going to ride shotgun with us for much of the hour, hopping in, giving his take on things. Really expert take. The guy's really smart, obviously. So we're going to talk about stuff with callers. Michael Savage, it's like a punch in the stomach this morning. I got up and learned he was taking off WABC, and then he complained about it. He was criticizing Hillary's health. He was saying, I think she's got Parkinson's. There's emails that say she's getting Parkinson's medication in her own email. They took him off WABC, then he complained about it on air, and they took him off 400-plus other stations. And, you know, this is personal to me, because he was just on air with us last week on Skype. I mean, right here in the studio, on that TV, I was talking to him during the breaks. And he was really, I wasn't trying to eavesdrop even before he got on during a three-minute break, but he was talking in front of us, you know, about what was going on to his assistant. And then he brought it up to me, and I'm just sitting there hearing this. And so it's not like even cool. You know, it's like upsetting. This is military stuff. This is real. This is our country in trouble with controlled media. And Dr. Drew being fired for daring say Hillary needs help in a loving way. This is dangerous. This is dangerous when the press goes along with this and is like, yay, Michael Savage is off the air. Yay, yippee, woo. We're all in lockstep screwing over everyone. Oh, they're getting ready to take your bank accounts, to ditch the dollar. They're gearing up for martial law, admittedly. They're bringing in the most hardcore, dangerous jihadis. Definitely a sleeper cell invasion. And I'm just sitting back now going, I think stuff's worse than I even thought. They're just announcing you're not going to have cars within 5 years. We're going to take all these big roads and make them driverless car only and ha, ha, ha. And I've got an article here. I'm going to pull it out. Hillary has 99%+ of big corporate giving. It's never before happening. The billionaires and the elite are giving nothing to Trump. I mean, that is the certification of he's our man. You don't like this ruling class? These people are throwing the kitchen sink at Donald Trump right now. I don't know. They're both bad. And exactly what Larry Nichols just said. I'm going to your calls. 20% don't care who gets in. They want to feel like they're a winner. Like when you know your team's won the Super Bowl and they've got better odds to win, and so you go out and buy a jersey. In fact, they were never your team. You just want to feel like you're a winner. These people are horrible. And there's a sick side of me that sits back and goes, I'm not stupid. I'm going to be pretty much okay in this situation, no matter what happens, because I know what's going on. The only danger I'm in is trying to save all these idiots. I can go off and just run a moral business somewhere and make more money than I make now. I mean, I can do it. I've proven it. I've been paid $800,000+ for one voiceover. I mean, I can do cartoons, movies, you name it. I can do. I'm not bragging, but I can walk away right now. And I can do national voiceovers and have no employees, but I don't do it because it's totally empty. But then I sit, look at snot-nosed, arrogant people that don't care attacking me and our guests and people that are valiantly fighting and just sitting there like everything's a big joke and it makes me want to throw up. We're going to James and Leslie and Matt and Terry and Sean right now on the Skip This Network break because we have more time to get everybody in this segment. Because who knows, there's going to be a show soon. I mean, I'm being honest with you folks. This country's in a lot of trouble right now. And it's so real now, it's almost like a joke. It's like I'm up there at the gallows with a rope around my neck and the public's, you know, picking their nose out there, thinks it's all funny when they're going to be marched up here next. At a certain point, it's just like, wow, this really sucks. But the good news is we pushed them so hard, they're having to pull people off the radio. Because they know Trump's really way ahead of Hillary. And we forced them to talk about election fraud. They said it didn't exist, and a month later said it's the worst thing in the world. The Russians are taking over. We've got to federalize everything. I mean, we've got these crooks panicking, but they are crooks that are used to doing whatever they want. I mean, you look at Hillary, and you look at Obama, they are Chicago Mafia. And let me tell you, the Chicago Mafia is the worst there is. The sex slavery, the little kids, the stuff they do, and that's who runs us, is people that just hate you. I'm sorry, Larry, just briefly comment on that. I promise code calls, but just, I mean, I'm all over the map here. It's just like, we're here. It's happening. People say it's never going to happen. It's happening all over. The UN's taking over the internet in 4 days, brother. Can you bring Larry Nichols back up, please? Are we losing? He's open. He must have stepped away while I was
here. I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, they're taking over, Larry. I'm going to go to these calls, but, I mean, other points you want to add, the UN takeover.
You know, Alex, we're in trouble deep. And the only thing that I would tell everybody listening to our voices right now, they can't take this country from us. They're going to steal it. And every one of you listening to me, you know, I'm fighting, you know that, Alex, I'm fighting to be here long enough on this planet to be able to fight in this thing. They're going to take it from us, but we've got to fight. And the first thing that everybody's got to learn is don't let them shut your mouth. Don't let them shut your mouth. By that, I mean, don't let them keep using political correctness on you so that when you're talking to others, you're afraid to tell the truth.
Get out of the comfort zone or die.
That's right. Now, you know, guys, I'm telling you, I've been telling you, but if you can't see it now, you're just not looking. They're coming after us. They're coming after us. Now, that sounds scary and all crazy right-wing nut stuff. Look. Open your eyes. Look, Michael Savage, they, like you're saying, they just yanked him off the air. They have the power to yank any of us off of anything. They have the power to come to your house and arrest you for any cause they want to come up with.
And by the way, Savage is a big test right now.
And to see if there's going to be any retaliation. Sure enough. Sure enough. They're going to see what the people will do. And what scares me is I'm afraid a lot of people are just going to switch channels and go to some other program.
That's right. They don't appreciate the fact that this is an absolute war.
That's right. And, dear God, I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to do, Alex.
I hear you, man. I hear you. It's the nastiness. You know, Hillary. I mean, why are they so evil? Why do they hate everybody?
Let me tell you one
thing. Why do they do the worst stuff to the black communities and then sit there saying they love them? I mean, it's so sick.
Well, let me tell you, it goes back to a Christmas gift I got. The first election I worked with Bill Clinton, getting him elected governor. When it was over, I thought he'd give me a Cadillac because there was no way. He called me, said he wanted to come over. He had a special present for me, and I thought the man was going to give me a Cadillac because it was quite a deal to get him elected. I got there, and what I had told Bill all during the campaign is to read the book Mein Kampf. And in that book, it proves that if you tell the same lie over and over and over long enough, and that's the only thing that gets out, it becomes true.
So you gave him My Struggle by Adolf Alois Hitler.
Yeah. Well, actually, he gave me, for my big Christmas gift for getting him elected the first time, he gave me an autographed copy of that book, and I needed it like a hole in the head. I'd rather have had the Cadillac. But
wow, he gave you a signed one by Adolf Hitler?
No, one no signed by him.
Oh, that's worse. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what they're doing to us now, Alex. That's what's happening. That's why the black community is so susceptible to all of this. They just keep hearing it.
They've been programmed from birth.
That's right. And think about it, guys. If you think I'm not telling you the truth about this, look at Black Lives Matter. The whole premise in Ferguson for the Black Lives Matter, you know, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot. All of that turned out to prove to be a lie. But you can't convince the blacks on the street today.
Just like it's a black guy shooting the black guy with a black police chief in a Democrat-run city. And why didn't they pick to riot over the innocent black guy shot in Tulsa? Because that lady got indicted. They want bad cases so they can keep it going forever while they discredit the black people on top of it. Man, they're evil.
And then you look at the guy that was in Seattle, the guy that killed five people. They said he was from Turkey. Well, Yeah, you're Muslim. You know, you're looking at a Muslim, and guys, I'm telling you, the minute I saw his picture, I told several people.
And that's how they're going to get the guys. Picture. They're going to have hundreds of sleeper cells start killing people at the malls, and they won't say none of them are Muslims, just like they wouldn't say the bombings in New York were, you know, a bombing, and then they're going to end up taking our guns.
That's exactly right, and that's why it's incumbent on every one of us, not just you, Alex, not just me. It's incumbent on every person hearing my voice. You're the only way we're going to spread the truth. They're going to keep choking down any alternative information sources. Let's pray that Alex stays around a little longer. They're going to keep choking them down. You've seen it now with Mike Savage. That's for real. They did it. They yanked him off. So the only way we're going to spread it is from us, person to person.
And I want to say this, and we got to go to the calls. They've been real troopers. This broadcast, the films we've made, the videos we put out, what you've done, and other great patriots, they're evergreen. We don't just cover some story of the day and then move on. It's about understanding the larger system. If people save this on computers, save it on hard drives, save it on disk, they admit the new system. They're going to be able to erase all our stuff off the web. But let me tell you, in the future, you have friends over when this country's really deep in it, and you show them what we said years before and it comes true, it'll be like gold. Okay, and I don't want to get to that point, but that's, quite frankly, I've studied history. That's why we just get stronger the enemy gets, even if I'm long gone or in a gulag. Long after Larry's gone, folks, if the enemy gets its program in, this will be absolute kryptonite to them. That's why you've got to save this data and spread it. Larry?
Yeah, remember, Alex, what did Hitler do? He burned all the books. What did Pol Pot do in Cambodia? I was there. I know. What he did is anybody that could read, anybody that could had any knowledge, he killed them. That's what they're going to do here, Alex. They're going to do everything. When they get control of the Internet, they're not just going to take people off. They're going to erase history. And that's what you've got to preserve.
And that's what the cloud can do. That's why they all want you on it. They can hit one button and release a program that will erase my voice or Larry's voice off of entire giant networks.
That's right, and you'll have hell proving that we ever existed, ever. Remember, Alex, this millennial generation that we're talking about nowadays, you realize that's the first complete generation, the first, what they call the complete generation. It has not touched the way America used to be.
Climbed trees. They've not been in a fist fight. They've not kissed a girl under the apple tree. They just sit there plugged into TVs.
That's it. You and I, our parents were connected to the way things used to be in America. They were connected to their parents. Our grandparents lived the American life that we thought we would all have. The millennials have never seen one word of it. And plus, they're being socially engineered throughout all of the schooling to where now when they come out of college, Alex, they know nothing about education.
Their identity is to hate Western civilization.
You betcha. They don't know what communist. Look, the majority of the votes cast in the Republican and Democratic primaries, the majority of the votes cast in that election were for an announced socialist and Hillary progressive, which is a simple word for communist. And more people voted for it because you know what? They don't know what communism is. I had a young guy tell me, well, that's just an old car. You know, that's
Let me tell you, I always see rich college kids in Mercedes, you name it, with all the trappings of capitalism, and they'll be wearing, you know, Mao shirts or hammers and sickles, or they got tattoos of it on them, and they just like it because they know it's evil, and they think it's got power. And well, we, you know, countries...
Yeah. Alex, it is confusing, but stay the course. Buddy, when you and I met in the 90s, I bet you never dreamed you would have the impact and the audience size that you have today.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's not fun. That's ridiculous. These people that think...
Remember what I told you, be careful because you might get what you want when you get to be a Larry Nichols. And it is not fun to be a target, and you are one. You are one.
Well, it's not even being a target I'm tired of. I'm tired of... the public being so weak, and just letting themselves be run over because they think they can be delusional and decide they're not getting raped, but they are getting raped, and it's just mind control, and it's sick. Let's go to calls. You guys have been real troopers. In fact, I'm going to send every person on here, if they want it, a free Hillary for prison shirt.
You sent me one of those, Alex.
I will. And free bumper stickers go with all of them. We're about to phase this out. And I guess just go to Hillary the Dictator shirts, but I guess we'll be shut down by then. So that's just the way America is now, I guess. Everybody on here, give us your info. We will send you a free Hillary for Prison shirt or a bottle of colloidal silver from InfoWarsLive.com, whatever your choice is. Please, I know that's a lot of work for you, John, but if you'll get their addresses or give them, we should have some kind of free stuff email so people can send their email and who they were, but there's no way to confirm that. Just get their address, and I appreciate it. Everybody's been holding more than an hour, which is everybody on here. James in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm going to start with, I want to plug your Living Defense. I am a disabled father of seven. I suffered from heartburn, excessive gas, just constant pressure. I bought your Living Defense. I live on a disability pension, so I have to make every penny count. I bought your Living Defense while it was on sale. Oh, my gosh, I love it. 3 days, taking it like it says on the bottle, it goes away for months. When it starts to come back, I'll just take it again for 3 days. So this bottle could actually last me a couple years.
Well, James, let me say something. I don't sell something unless I believe in it. And Mother Nature that God gave us is light years better than what any man can give us. And it is such a game changer. Living Defense is amazing. It is parasite removal. And most people have them. They won't tell you that because they just want to keep treating the symptoms. And Joe Biggs started having gas in his stomach. He's not going to talk about it if I want. And then he was going to go to the hospital. And he thought, well, I'll take oxy powder. It was just his stomach was like blowing up, that condition, whatever it is, where you just have air in you. And the oxy powder, boom, within a few hours, reversed it. And I'm not saying this is to treat anything. I mean, you need to get doctor approval before you breathe air or drink water. I agree with the FDA. You know, Mother Nature's not good. Vitamin C is evil. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. The point is, consult your health care practitioner. But yeah, these are real products. I mean, this is, I will not do something that I would not do to myself. So I'm into Texas hospitality. And I thought everybody was like that growing up. I guess people aren't. But, you know, if I love you, I love you. If I hate you, I'll tell you. And let me tell you something. I won't sell stuff for people to put in their bodies that I don't absolutely bust my butt to make sure is the best. But thank you for the plug, sir. What's your view on the debates, James?
Okay. Now, the first couple callers, I agree with them about the Fourth Amendment. I'd kind of like to hear Trump walk that back. Now, that being said, listen to what Clinton said. She has a plan to fight ISIS on the Internet. ISIS doesn't scare me on the Internet. She has no plan to fight ISIS on the Internet. She has a plan to bind the tongues of people like you, people like Matt Drudge, people like me, people like Larry Nichols. They want to bind our thoughts. They want to quarantine our thoughts, and that's the most dangerous, sickening thing. And you people want to nitpick Trump. And look, I agree.
That's right. He should have brought up the alt-right. I mean, she said in a fundraising letter, Larry, a month ago, that we have no right to exist. That is literal Nazi terminology.
Yeah, it is. And that's what she believes, Alex. She has believed that since the day I met her. I've told you the story about meeting Hillary the first time. That's who she is. And she can dress up. They can put makeup on her. They can try to make her look like better than she does.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, but it is not. The real Hillary Clinton is the one that stood there in that hearing, the hearing on Benghazi and said, "What they're dead. What difference does it make?" And I've seen her be that way about many people close to her that have died. She don't care. They don't care about nothing.
Well, here's the, I'm not a hateful person, but let me tell you, there is a God, there is a devil, and Hillary Clinton's going straight to hell. I don't normally talk about that with people, but I think it's fair to say she is a demonically controlled person.
Well, you know, Alex, I've told you before, and I never really put anything into it until more recent. You know, I used to have to cover for her to go out to L.A. with Linda Bloodworth Thomas to go to a witch's church. Now, I don't know what a witch's church does, but she told me she was just covering both bases. But I believe she's made her mind up which one she wants to go with. And that sounds horrible.
No, you think you're the only one that knows that. I don't know, and I'm not stealing your thunder. I've seen it in a L.A. newspaper, but it was positive that she was at a coven and that she would travel out there and spend weeks with witches. So,
that's right. And you would have been me having to cover up for that. In Arkansas in the 70s and 80s. I mean, that was tough. We're in the 80s.
Imagine you're right in the middle of the Bible Belt, and meanwhile you've got a black witch right there, just drunk on blood. Thank you, James. God bless you for the support of your family. We'll be right back with Sean, Terry, Matt, Leslie, straight ahead.
I'll
give him a shirt. Send him some Living Defense.
Alex Jones.
He gets everything.
GCN Radio Network.
Make sure. Thank you. Living Defense, everything.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Larry's having a problem with his phone. We're going to get him back on here in a minute. I think it's cordless died or something. That guy is fighting really serious lung cancer. He's a tough guy. We're going to bring him back on here in just a moment. I'm told we did get him back on the line. Speaking of products, Living Defense is so good that I should just get up here and say, you really need this product. I mean, we set about to produce with the top experts the most ridiculously, quite frankly, strong, classic, herbal system to flush parasites. And it's strong. But it's non-toxic. It's Mother Nature. And all I know is
You take this, you take oxy powder, you take X2, you take some real vitality. It changes your life. I mean, in a way, it's almost bad because I was exercising twice as hard, three times as hard sometimes, 5 years ago trying to lose weight because I hadn't worked out really hard in like 10 years. I gained 90-plus pounds from 180 to almost 280, like 278, 279. And I'm already a husky guy, but, I mean, I don't know. All I know is the more of this stuff I take, the better. I mean, I sometimes only work out twice a week now, and I'm losing weight. Slowly, surely, my muscles are getting bigger. It's ridiculous. I mean, I didn't have the BioPQQ my body needed, this DNA force. I didn't have the right amount of iodine. I mean, when I went on iodine 4 years ago, our first product, it's proprietary Deep Earth. Now it's a huge market in it. Nobody goes out and gets the Deep Earth type. It's actually real iodine. I don't get it. Now there's iodine all over the shelves everywhere. People figured it out, but the medical information was always there. But people just didn't do their historical research. And group said in about 2 or 3 weeks, you'll probably have detox. Get ready for your skin to get better, but first a bunch of oil is going to come out. Your hair will grow faster. And I'm like, okay, yeah, right. Whatever, you know, I know supplements are important and you need them. And, you know, if I can have my own supplements, then I will make enough money to actually fund the operation. We just can't do it with sponsorship. And there's some other good, you know, people out there, and we still promote them too. And InForce Health and InForce Team is the most updated site for folks with great longevity products. But I still wasn't always following it as a regimen. And then that iodine, within a month, it was everything he said started happening. I mean, because I'd never had really oily skin. There was just stuff coming out of me. It was incredible. I suddenly had all this extra energy, stamina, libido. And it was because I didn't have the good halogen. I was bombarded with the bad halogen. So I'm done talking about it. That's how we fund the operation. Speaking of Larry Nichols, he's battling cancer. He doesn't want me to talk about it, but it's known. And that's how he funds himself. And he gets the medical treatments he needs. And it's important for folks to support his work. He's out there working tirelessly. Make a donation at PayPal, NicholsLive@AOL.com. NicholsLive@AOL.com or Larry Nichols, 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. And a lot of folks are noticing, and I'm going to write back to your calls, that I'm a lot calmer than I normally am lately. I mean, I blew up some last week, and it's because confirming we were right about the New World Order, and then now seeing it all come out in the open, and then watching things you'd never think could happen in America happen, and watching the technocracy rise up, and watching people basically lose their souls to TV and comic books and, you know, entertainment and just false reality is mind-blowing. And so fear kind of leaves the equation, and it's more of just, what? And you're more interested just in how people have been locked into this. Let's go to your calls. Everybody that's been holding for an hour, I'm going to give you a free Hillary from prison shirt or a bottle of colloidal silver. Just tell us. Give us your address. We'll shoot it out to you. And I appreciate I'm shooting folks that have been holding, so four more callers. Let's talk to Leslie in Florida and Sean and others. Go ahead, Leslie. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. I just want to say one thing. I was very, very disappointed when I first turned on the and I saw Trump walked out with a blue tie. I'm like,
Is he sending a message that he's with the Democrats and then she was wearing red?
Yeah, it really confused me. And then I continued through in the debate. I'm like, why is he babying this debate? Why is he just babying this debate? Why he just don't hit her? And when she talked about ISIS, I was expecting him to hit her real hard. I expected her to shiver, shake, and fall.
Well, here's how I know Trump's for real. I've watched him. Other people have known him for years, 40 years, and I know about the family. I'm going to stop right there. I know for a fact, okay, that his sons listen to the show, especially Donald Jr., know what's going on. Trump's for real. They always wear red or blue ties. A lot of times Republicans wear them. I think they probably did say to psychologically get Democrats to vote for you, wear the blue. I don't think it was, hey, I'm really on your team, but go ahead.
But, okay, I listened to him, but in the end, I don't know if I heard right when he said, I will support you if you win. Did he really say that, or am I hearing wrong?
I missed that. We've got a whole crew that was here. I was covering it live, but half the time my head was spinning, literally. He said, I'll support you if you win.
Did he say that?
Yeah, that's right, because that was actually in the news. And I think it's all for him to look conciliatory.
Oh,
so he can look big.
No,
but
you don't play with vipers in your pits, Alex. You don't play with vipers in your pits.
No, I hear you. I think that he was basically showing people that he could be nice and friendly for her supporters that think he's a demon. And they say he's surging in the polls because of it. Time will tell. But she, look, her expiration date is over. She looked like an insane person. I mean, look at the image on screen. She walks around with this fake smile like this. In fact, let me try to get it right on TV. Here it is. I mean, they'll pause it and make fun of me, but I don't care. Here it is. Like, I mean, she looks like a great white shark cresting out of the water. But I hear you, Leslie. I mean, what else do you think about the situation now? I mean, he didn't bring up Benghazi. That's bad.
Oh, he should. You see, I think if he hit Hillary with the truth, you will see Hillary start shivering, shaking, and pop.
I agree. I don't think she could have taken it for 90 minutes if he'd have taken it to her. You know, she looked at him at first like begging that he wouldn't go after her. I appreciate your call. I want to get Larry's take on what you just said, but first, I've got to forget to some of these clips. And ma'am, stay on hold. I'm going to send you a free Hillary for President t-shirt or colloidal silver, whichever you wish, for holding over an hour. Let's go to the clip of him during the debate saying that he's glad, you know, that he didn't go after her with some of the stuff he had, even though she was being nasty. So I think he was trying to be the big guy there. It was very clear. That's what he was telling us. Here it is.
Do you want to know the truth? I was going to say something extremely rough to Hillary, to her family, and I said to myself, I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's inappropriate. It's not nice. But she spent hundreds of millions of dollars on negative ads on me, many of which are absolutely untrue. They're untrue and they're misrepresentations.
And then he went on further to describe it on Fox and Friends, but he also described it after the debate in a little bit more detail. Let's play that clip after the debate with Donald Trump on the floor.
Anything that you wish you did differently?
No, I'm very happy that I was able to hold back on the indiscretions with respect to Bill Clinton, because I have a lot of respect for Chelsea Clinton, and I just didn't want to say what I was going to say. And
which is,
I'll tell you maybe at the next debate.
Yeah, so I think he's setting it up now where people are going to demand he come out of the gates, and now he'll have cover to really savage her. He's very sophisticated. Larry Nichols. I don't want to doubt Donald Trump here. Again, we have 41 days. We're going to discover this. But what if your gut is an old hand and the guy that used to pretty much run the Clintons when they first got into office? What do you think?
Well, I think they set him up to do just what he did by the way they went after that birther stuff. I think he was put in a situation. I mean, I wish he would have hit her on it. However, you got to realize how structured that event was, where the moderator and Hillary were together. They had already set him up for that birther thing, so if he'd have come out against Bill, then they would have gone, yeah, see, here he goes again.
By the way, a lot of people are thinking Lester Holt and her had actually been on the phone or scripted this. It looked very scripted.
Yeah, I mean, look, guys, I've done enough of these things to know. A true debate where you have an independent moderator, that was not.
All they say is you have 3 minutes, you have 1 minute. They don't say anything.
Right. Well, you've got to understand, up until Obama, with what that lady's name was, I don't even remember the big lady, but up until that point, moderators did not interject and do fact-checking. That's absurd.
That's right. You know, no, they had Candy Crowley come in with her BS fact-checking.
Right. So that's what you've got to watch now. This is how this whole thing has changed, Alex. I mean, it's all changed now. Now you've got, as being Donald
think about
Trump,
it, the media sits there.
And you got to fight the moderator.
Exactly. It doesn't. In fact, they've ended debates in America because we don't have real debates anymore because you have a moderator that gets in the ring 40-plus times against Trump and then leaves Hillary completely alone.
That's right. I mean, it'd be just like a boxing match, right?
Yeah, he should have gone after Holt then. He should have gone after Holt. You should have Holt halfway in and said, Holt, am I debating Hillary or you, or is it both of you? You want to come up here?
Well, it's not the job in a debate, in the school of debating. You can check it out for yourself. It's not the job of a moderator to intercede in the debate at all, doing any fact-checking or any checking. That's not his job.
Absolutely.
It's the opponent's job. But this is how they've changed the whole thing, Alex. That's why it's so hard to beat the Clintons. They have literally changed the whole
Let's go to
political
Sean.
System.
Let's go to Sean in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead, Sean.
AJ.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, bud. Listen, yeah, I'm really pissed off. I mean, I'm a Democrat for 28 years. I got to commend you, and I got to commend Larry Nichols of the Clinton Chronicles. I believe he sued the Clintons. He got out of that mess because he knew it was wrong, and I give him kudos for that. You, brother, you're like in the crosshairs, but you are the tip of the spear for sure. Listen, let me get this off my chest real quick. On CBS News, you go right now on YouTube, it's got like 6 million views. It shows Lester Holt checking like his mic that he couldn't hear, and he kept, you know, it's on there. You can see it. And I looked on Drudge Report days before, and they said no ear pieces at all for the moderator. It was against the commission, and they went through it and ruled it out that he wasn't allowed to have an earpiece. It's totally ridiculous. We're in cuckoo land big time. This is absolutely absurd. He was being forced stuff, you know, to ask Donald Trump questions and try to fact check him.
Well, did you notice he looked mad at the end and ran off?
See that part, but I was watching while you guys were talking on your live stream and C-SPAN. You know, while this whole thing was going on. And it's absolutely absurd when they say, you know, when they get away with this, that the moderator's not supposed to have an earpiece. No ear communication whatsoever. Go back and look it up under Drudge. It's totally pathetic. And this is just...
Sure, we'll look into that. But Larry, I think that is the boomerang here. The total rigging, Hillary being given passes, Trump being nice, Holt still ganging up. I think it is the rigging, the clear, unfair playing field. I think that is the dark horse in all this that just blew up in their face.
Well, absolutely. But I'll say this about Trump. Trump has got to understand this is going to happen to him and use it. Use it. And he didn't. You know, he's got to say things to Hillary that are damning as hell, but they're true, and they cannot be disputed by even a friendly moderator.
And sir, I want you to get back to that, but I want to go back to Sean.
Right. The caller's right. He was getting cues from a researcher that was covering that thing as it was going on.
Let me say, it all just came together. I remember the article. It said that the commission said no earpieces confirmed last week. That was final for the moderator so that they, quote, wouldn't be getting cues. Because it's famous that the media will jump on. It's come out and told people, you know, who are reporters, to attack Trump on CNN, MSNBC. But let's put the article up on screen. We just found it. That is confirmed that they said that there would not be any earpieces for the moderators. But then they ask, what about the candidates? And the commission refused to answer that question and said, we'll only do that basically if we're sued. We're not going to release that information. Very bizarre. And then I remember, I'm getting ready. Holt's about 3-4 minutes late getting on, and I'm saying they're working on his earpiece. I could see them. He took his jacket off, just like I'm wearing one. They took his jacket off, and then they put the earpiece on. I watched it on that TV set, 8 feet from me. We got to go back to last night. Guys, it'll be at like, let me think. It'll be about 8:03 or 8:02 into the tape. Try to find it right now, folks. You will see where I go, look, he's getting an earpiece put on. Look, his earpiece isn't working. And they come in front of everybody, take his jacket off, put the earpiece, clip it to the back of his collar, just like mine is. And mine goes into the control room. Boy, I wish somebody would tell me what to say, but they're going to tell me when the guest is ready, the guest's phone doesn't work, whatever. But in this case, Holt wasn't supposed to have it, but he did. This is a major scandal. So great point, Sean. I'm glad you point that out. This is cloud cuckoo land. Larry Nichols, go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, Alex. It's virtually impossible to go into these debates. That's what I tried to tell Trump's people. You can't go into these debates straight up. It's rigged. and it's rigged at every, you know, Trump should have seen that with the headpiece. He should have stopped the debate right then. Now, you want to win president? Do stuff like that. Prove to the people where you stand that he obviously didn't see it or didn't care.
Well, I'm telling you, they did it in front of everybody. Look, it's 8 o'clock. Holt goes up. He's doing this. He's messing with it. He calls over technicians. He takes his jacket off. They replace it. He tests it. He sits down. They call him out. The thing's on. I mean, it's on video.
Well, now it's on video, but let me tell you this. You can bring it out. You can bring the video out showing it. You can put the article up right beside it where it says they're not supposed to have one. And what do you bet? This is how it's rigged, folks. The mainstream media will not touch it with a 10-foot pole. You'll never see it on the mainstream.
Oh, that's how I can tell when I've really put out something powerful. Total radio silence. No one will cover it.
Yep. Well, that's what we're up against, Alex. That's why I say it's up to us. We can no longer rely.
I hear you.
We can't.
Let's come back and talk about that with more callers. Sean in Florida, final comment, 20 seconds.
Hey, Jay, listen, if you go on CBS News on YouTube, it has it. It's 2 minutes and 21 seconds. At 19 minutes in, it shows him queuing, and he couldn't hear. He's talking, and it wasn't.
Sure. What's the name of the video?
It's the presidential debate, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump full debate, NBC News on YouTube.
NBC or CBS? NBC or CBS?
That was NBC News. And if you guys have it,
YouTube, you're saying, and it's, okay, yeah, no, it's right when it starts, folks. It's 3 minutes before it starts. We need it when we come back from break.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all 5 for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Don't miss a special event coming to movie theaters for one night only. Thursday, September 29th. Targeted. Exposing the gun control agenda. Winton's Motion Pictures presents this hard-hitting town hall event and documentary featuring Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rand Paul, former NRA President David Keene, and more. Targeted is followed by a panel debate on gun control in America. Take a stand for freedom on September 29th. Tickets are limited. Go to TargetedTheMovie.com. That's TargetedTheMovie.com. TARGETED, TheMovie.com.
Oh, this song is perfect. Everybody knows. Good guy's lost.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war. guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich.
Everybody knows
how it goes.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Oh, everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking.
But why do the poor people stay poor? Because they want to believe the people lying to them. Like Hillary actually cares about us.
Broken feeling.
I mean, you can say, oh, I don't trust Trump. Hillary, you know what you've got. I mean, that is the establishment monster. By the way, we went to where the guy said this. I covered it last night about 802, 803. I go, what is Lester Holt doing? Something's wrong with his earpiece. Yeah, and I wasn't thinking, hey, they're not supposed to have an earpiece. And then you see him, and then and they come over, they're messing with his ear. They pull it off. They take his jacket off. And
say it again. Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do right now for TV viewers and radio listeners, but I'll describe this for radio listeners, there's Lester Holt saying, say it again, say it again. You can hear him testing. Go ahead and play this audio from NBC. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, hit pause. Hit pause. Back this up 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, say that again, say that again. It is an earpiece, not a lav.
Say it again. Mm-hmm.
Now, the debate commission said no okay. Earpieces. He's clearly getting orders when he attacks mm-hmm. Trump later.
Okay. Say it again. Review. Okay. Okay.
Now he unhooks it. It's not working right. Just like mine, he unhooks it from the back here. He takes the jacket off. The technician comes, puts a new battery pack on and transmitter, and then replaces his earpiece. He sticks it back in his ear. Here, that was right here. And again, I guess they cut the audio because they don't want folks to hear this. They figure, oh my gosh, Lester's live right now. Because this was at 8 o'clock. I mean, it's supposed to be on. Everybody's watching. And this is the pool feed that came from the Associated Press, not from NBC. NBC had its reporters on big NBC. This is the feed we were watching, too. There were several of these feeds that you could dial into. And I was sitting here going, oh, he's having a problem with his earpiece. Because I can hear him going, test. No, he's having a problem. I can't hear you. All right. They take his jacket off. Is there still no audio? Go ahead and pump the audio up.
No, it's open. They cut his mic.
That's right, because they cut the mic. Okay, that's what I thought. And then he takes it off. And then they put the earpiece back in. They clip it back on his collar and put it back on. These people think we're such morons. And again, I'm busy. You're busy. I was watching it last night. It didn't click. Now listen, let's triple check this because maybe the debate commission changed its mind sometime late last week and said the moderator can have an earpiece. But they wouldn't respond to lawyers that sent them letters saying, hey, we covered this a few days ago. Are you going to have a prohibition against earpieces for the candidates? After that whole controversy that we started by simply asking the question. So that's Tuesday, September 27th. Today, debate commission, moderators cannot use earpieces. Get off camera coaching. Now, are they saying that about the new debate coming up? Or are they saying that about the last one? Because I remember last week when they said no, that's Matt Lauer and Lester Holt. Won't be permitted. Wow, a huge controversy. And Paul Watson's about to come into the bullpen here, out of the bullpen, and this is going to be an article for him. Well, this is incredible. I guess we get a Don Salazar, somebody to write this, but my gosh, thanks to the caller. He called in to remind me, Larry, stay there. I want to come back and get your take on this. I know you got to go, and then I'm going to hand the baton to Paul Watson, but this is big. He's wearing an earpiece, prohibited. Lester Holt, NBC cheated. Well, who would have thought that? And this thing just got more rigged. Wow, he was being flogged to attack Trump. Oh my gosh, they are desperate. Wow.